Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to the show, my man Jabbar Hassan, coming all the way from Houston, one of our favorite Special Olympic athletes. What's going on, man?
It's pretty good. I just completed my season playing basketball for the Spring Charging Cheetahs this year.
Oh, yeah? What's that logo look like? Spring Charging Cheetahs. Is that like a cheetah on your logo?
Yes.
Yeah. How much do you love basketball, Jabbar?
I love basketball so much. I have a lot of history with all of the players that I grew up since 1991.
I get so much social media from you, and you love talking about hoops. You're one of my favorite basketball people to talk about and talk to. What's your favorite thing about basketball?
Every summer, I always watch them women's hoops because I just had fun watching the whole season with Caitlin Clark last year. But now Paige Beckers is here. Her and Caitlin gonna take the WNBA to the next level.
It's gonna be so fun to watch, right? Have you ever been to a game?
I never been to a WNBA game, but I might go one day when I take a trip somewhere.
Or when Houston gets a franchise back, that could happen too, right?
Oh yes, the Comets will be back.
I believe they'll be back too. So is basketball your favorite sport to play?
Yes, it is. It's my favorite sport that time of year when I practice with my team.
I love it. What you going to do during the summer?
Oh, I'm going to be doing Topgolf this summer. I just started doing Topgolf last year.
Wow, that's fun. You like playing golf too?
Yes, I just watched the videos of Topgolf of people playing there prior to this season when my Special Olympics Texas said they're going to have a new sport to play on.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I love that makes me smile every time I think about you is how much you follow the game. Like, you do study hoops. You're watching TV, watching the NBA, watching college.
Who are some of your even players? I just heard about your son, Patrick, shined during Thanksgiving week when you and Beth Mowins had the assignment to watch the Louisville in the Thanksgiving Day game at Battle for Atlantis.
Did you see
and
that?
I saw it.
You watched me and Patrick and Beth when he got in the game? You saw him make the free throws?
Yes, it was so cute. It was so cute. Your son is doing wonderful in the college game.
He is, Jabbar. He's glad to know that he has a fan like you. You know what I was thinking when he went to the free throw line to shoot free throws? I was thinking, I hope he hits the rim.
Yeah, I hope he shoots it perfectly when he used the glass as his friend.
He did. He did shoot it perfectly. What are some of the things that you like to do around basketball? Like, I know you have a lot of friends that you play with, and I know you like to socialize, and you always have such a great spirit about you. Tell us why you love to play so much.
I love to play for the love of the game so much when basketball is like close to my heart, and everything I do, I always watch both leagues, the NCAA and the NBA, even the WNBA, because I am truly a fan at heart.
I know you are, Jabbar. You're not kidding. As much as you hit me up on social media with all the different combinations of people you like to see and your people that you cheer for, who's your favorite player right now in the WNBA?
Right now, the player that I want to see is Brittany Griner, because she's a close Houstonian in my heart, because she just got signed to the Atlanta Dream this year.
She did. When you look at the rosters in a WNBA, what are some of the moves across the rosters that you like besides Brittany Griner going from Phoenix to Atlanta?
Well, the most empowering story that I just heard from the Washington Mystics, Elena Deldon just called in her retirement.
She did.
And I was like feeling sad because she was doing so good in the prior seasons to this year.
Well, we're definitely going to miss her. She's also been a global ambassador for Special Olympics. She loves Special Olympics. Did you know that about her?
Yeah, I looked her up when Special Olympics announced it that she was going to be a brand new partner to our thing, because it was going to be awesome that Elena Deldon's going to be around for eternity and stuff like that.
What else are you interested in the WNBA?
But I would like to see the conferences go back to normal for the All-Star game, like East versus West, because at this time of rate, the expansion's going to be like growing and growing.
Yeah,
because exciting. Portland and Toronto are going to be the next two teams coming in next season.
Are you sure you don't work for the commissioner? Because you are a really good PR guy. You know all the news.
Yeah, I should have had a job with Commissioner Engelbert, but I'm more like a Adam Silver type of guy.
You know what? If I get a chance to tell Coach or Kathy Engelbert or Adam Silver about you, I'm going to tell them. Because they want to know that they have a big fan that follows the league and all the moves around the league like you do. What do you think about the NBA playoffs?
The playoffs is wonderful. I just saw the game one matchup between Denver and the Clippers. It was a good battle between Harden and Westbrook.
Didn't Kawhi have a big night?
Oh, he just had a good night in game one that Saturday.
I think the playoffs are so physical. What do you think?
The playoffs is like a storytelling. I just saw like Memphis and Oklahoma City. They just tore a good story on that one, because Oklahoma City blew them out in the first game.
They were up by 50 in the third quarter.
Yeah, Ja Morant and company was feeling down when they were getting blown out.
What do you think about the Knicks?
Yeah, New York, they've been back for a long time. I believe Carl Anthony Towns has a perfect chance to make it to the end and win the finals, because New York haven't won since 1973.
Wow. What about the Cleveland Cavaliers? We're big fans of Donovan Mitchell in our house.
Oh, Spider. Oh yeah, he has a 80% chance to make it to the second round when they demolish the Miami Heat.
So what do you think is going to happen if Cleveland and Boston meet?
Oh, they're going to renew that rivalry since the days of LeBron James. I'm sure Tatum and Spider will meet up in the playoffs. That would be a good battle to see. Definitely a good battle.
Jabbar, what about on the West Coast with the Luka trade? What do you think about Luka Doncic getting traded from the Mavs to the Lakers?
Yeah, Dallas fans was so mad because they didn't want that trade to be successful. But I know LeBron gonna help Luka win his first title since they lost in the finals last year. Yeah. But Luka, he's gonna bring a championship to Los Angeles ever since that fire happened earlier this season. Yeah,
that fire was really sad. Are you picking the Lakers to win the whole thing?
I say it's gonna be Lakers and a Western Conference Finals matchup with any of the top seeds in the West.
What do you think about Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors?
I say Curry gonna try to bring his last championship before he calls in his retirement, because he was so good for this generation, I say Jimmy Butler will be sticking around after when Curry gets retired.
Jabbar, man, you got the whole thing like a talk show, man. You could do your own NBA talk show, don't you think?
Yeah, I should go for Malika Andrews' job, because I should go there and do that.
You
because
would
that job. Ramona Shelburne, she's pretty good. Even my boy Kendrick Perkins with his top five list. I always watch NBA Today at 2 p.m. because that show is so good when you have Kendrick Perkins. But if I had my own show, I would have you and Beth Moens and Victoria Arlen as my co-host. That would have been great.
I can see it right now. I know why you like Victoria Arlen, because she's covered Special Olympics for a long time, and she's been a big fan of Special Olympics. Have you met her?
No, I haven't met her yet, but I watched her documentary, that 30 for 30. It was that locked-in story.
I need to watch that. I haven't seen it yet. Do you recommend it?
Yeah, I recommend that watching 30 for 30, so you can like get to know sports history and everything like that.
Okay, what about Beth Moens? You're always asking me about Beth Moens. I want to know why you like Beth Moens.
Yeah, Beth, she is a good play-by-play announcer. Her voice can tell you why she can make that magic happen, but I heard she didn't get assigned to any of the NBA playoffs this year, but she did one last year. I think it was Brooklyn and Philly during the playoffs last year.
You know what? I don't remember which one, but she didn't do any NBA this year. She spent her time in the college game, and she's working on softball right now. You know, Beth Moens and I next season will be 30 years working together in the college basketball space. What do you think about that? 30 years.
Oh, congratulations. That is wonderful. And it's also next year is going to be the 30th anniversary of ESPN telecasting the WNBA.
There you go. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. That is a big milestone.
30 years sitting next to Beth Moens calling games. It's been pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, we enjoy it. We enjoy it a lot. Why is Special Olympics so important to you, Jabbar?
Special Olympics is very important to me because I always want to make friends and play the game of life in this world, because every time I play basketball with my friends, I always choose a jersey number that I wanted to represent. Just last year, I almost had number 25 in honor of Monica Sinano.
Wow.
But they gave me number 24 for basketball that season.
Who did you represent number 24? Who represented 24?
Kobe Bryant.
There you go. So you went from Monica Sinano to Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
How many basketball jerseys do you have?
I got a lot. I just recently got Aaron Gordon during the time when he had a Orlando Magic jersey.
Oh, wow.
But now he is now in Denver wearing number 32 in honor of his brother that passed away.
Wow, that's amazing that you know that. What other jerseys do you have?
I have the number one John Wall when he was with the Rockets. I never had his Wizards jersey yet. I'm in the hunt for getting that.
Do you have 20 jerseys or do you have 50 jerseys? How many?
I got 20 jerseys that I got inside my closet.
Yeah,
I always put them out one at a time to watch a NBA or a college game. But I'm gonna get like a college jerseys like this year for my birthday. I might have to get a Caitlin Clark and a Monica Sinano and a Elizabeth Kitley and a Angel Reese jerseys for my birthday.
When is your birthday?
It's October. I'll be 34 this fall.
Well, I'm putting it out there right now. If anybody who's listening or watching wants to help Jabbar get one of those jerseys, reach out to me because I know how to find my guy. And I don't want to put your address and all your information out on this live stream, but I know how to help you. If somebody wants to help you, Jabbar, reach out to me. I will help make sure that that happens. So I'm putting that out there in the universe for you.
Yep, because college basketball is going to be coming up real quick after the kickoff to the NCAA football.
What do you think about the transfer portal, Jabbar?
Yeah, a lot of players going in the transfer portal. It was crazy. It was madness. Even though it was like up to the level that the NCAA final between Houston and Florida, it was terrific.
Did you like watching that? Your guys lost, though. I'm sorry that Houston lost.
Yeah, we almost had that game won in the bag. It was almost a tale of two halves.
Did you watch Houston play in the first and second round against SIEU and Gonzaga?
Yes, I did. I watched all the way until the Houston-Duke game. It was the game, the one that Cooper Flagg was going to make his decision about staying in Duke or go to the NBA. And I'm glad he just verbally announced that Cooper Flagg is going to the NBA.
Did you know that I called those games on CBS and on Turner?
Oh, yeah. I heard your voice in that game.
You heard me?
And I also watched the Louisville game in the tournament. Your son was shining bright in the tournament. It was awesome.
You're so kind, Jabbar. You always have nice things to say. Let me ask you, do you ever have a bad day? Because every time I talk to you, man, you got a big smile on your face.
Well, I never had any bad games when I was playing basketball. I just play my heart out. I play my heart and soul out in that game.
Do you shoot till your arm falls off, like I like to say on TV?
Oh, yes. I'm wearing it right now. Shoot till your arm falls off. I'm wearing that Team Antonelli shirt right now today.
We can't see it. Put your camera down a little bit. Let me see. We can't see it. Move your camera down just a little bit on your. There you go. NBA. You got it on underneath?
Oh, yes.
There we go. Team Antonelli. I see. Shoot till your arm falls off, buddy. You got it on.
Yep.
Hey, I love it.
Yep. That's why I'm representing Team Antonelli since your son shined bright in the regular season and the tournament. I hope he makes his way to the NBA.
Yeah, me too. That'd be kind of cool if he did, but I don't know if he's going to make the NBA. He might coach in the NBA one day. How about that?
That dream works too.
That does work. You're right. Well, Jabbar, you are such a thrill to be around. It is so fun to talk hoops with you. We should do this more often.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back next year.
I know you will. We'll be glad to have you back.
And I'll be ready for the NCAA women's hoops this year. Because there's no telling, some good players might go to Toronto or Portland when the expansion drafts happen.
I hope Houston gets a city or franchise just because of you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for doing this with us. We're so grateful for your time.
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful time, Debbie.
We love ballers, and you're a flat-out baller, my man. You know how to hoop it up, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to hoop it up next year for basketball when basketball rolls back around for Special Olympics.
We can't wait to hear all about it, Jabbar. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.